Hey, we're back on with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackling, Kipling, talking little bait and hawk ice fishing, and thanks for more of your time as usual.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam.
Jumping right back into it, I wanted to start with an issue off the Whitefish River, because we've been talking about fairly safe ice now for over a month on the upper part of Little Bay to Knock, but apparently somebody didn't heed the warning of river mouths are still dangerous.
Yes, that's correct. Yesterday morning had a group of guys, and they got a little too far north of Garth Point there, got more into the mouth of the Whitefish, and there's been that pressure crack up there, and that's always thin ice. Well, they wandered right onto it and put their snowmobile in about 4 feet of water. Scared them, but they were all safe. Nobody was injured, so that was a plus. But, yes, please stay away from the mouth of the rivers, especially if you haven't been up here before. Ask somebody or just stay away from it.
Good warning to get out there yet again and remind folks of that. There really is no safe ice where you got current like that. Saunders Point, same thing. It never really gets safe around Saunders Point.
No, it doesn't.
All right, let's jump into the fishing reports then on the Upper Bay. You want to start at the Narrows and work north?
Yes. The Narrows, the guys are getting off there. You got to watch the shoreline, watch for the cracks, but they're reporting anywhere from 6 to 9 inches of ice out there. Few decent fish being caught, but for the most part, been a lot of those 12 to 14-inch walleye, which is a good thing for the future here. And then straight off of us, out in the mud flats, the perch are starting to turn on. Today was hit and miss with this pressure front. Guys I talked to only caught a few, but over the past few days, they've been doing real well. And then up on first, second, and third reef, same there. There's been some decent perch being caught. But everybody's downsizing their lures because they're getting so finicky right now. So it's basically dead sticking to catch perch.
Dead sticking with minnows or wigglers?
With wigglers, just a small tungsten or a regular teardrop with a wiggler, you'll put right on. Like you would weave a nightcrawler onto a hook. Because if you have them just hooked in the head, they're biting short and ripping the tail off of them.
Yeah.
And up on Center Reef, they've been doing pretty good there. It's starting to pick up. This morning was a little slow, but this weekend, I saw a little over a 32-inch walleye was caught by a gentleman out there. So he was really happy. All you got to do is put in your time, and he moved away from the crowds, and that's where he caught that one. He actually caught a 28, a 30, and a 32 out of the same hole.
Wow.
So
all off Center Reef.
Yes, sir. He caught one jigging, and the other two were tip-ups with large pike suckers, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 inches.
Mm. Probably didn't share what he was jigging, huh? Shiver minnow, or?
No, he didn't, but I can assume everybody's downsized to the number 7 jigging wraps up there, along with the smaller shiver minnows. So he's probably using number 7 or so, but colors, it's hard to tell. There hasn't been a consistent color yet this year.
We're chatting with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackling, Kipling, and I've been hearing reports of glow shiver minnows with a little purple of some sort.
Yes, that would be a red grape. It's got a purple back, and it's got a nice, not an overpowering glow to it. Like Joe's glow is a pure white glow. This one has more of a subtle glow, and that one's been good since forever. That was always my favorite one.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackling, Kipling, giving us the little bait and hawk ice fishing reports. And I heard you ran out of bait this past weekend, so it's a nice problem to have. And I'm sure you're loading up for bear again, getting ready for this weekend. And the upcoming really cold ice-making weather should boost your business yet again.
Oh, yes, we are. It was a crazy weekend. I had my tanks maxed out. I have 7 90-gallon tanks, and I had them right to the max, and it still wasn't enough bait.
Woo. Well, good luck staying up with that this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Well, thanks, Adam.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle, talking Little Bait and Hawk on The Outdoor Show.